de Broadway a Gran Vía. En esta nueva edición del programa dedicado a los musicales de Broadway, escucharemos Little Shop of Horrors, una obra compuesta por los autores judío-americanos Alan Menken y Howard Ashman, de quienes, por ejemplo, ya escuchamos su musical sobre La Bella y la Bestia. Little Shop of Horrors está basada en la macabra comedia dirigida por Roger Corman en 1960. Su argumento se basa en un dependiente de una floristería que inventa o descubre una planta que se alimenta con sangre humana. Alan Menken compuso la música basándose en el rock and roll, en el doo-wop y también en el primer sonido Motown. Además, hoy escucharemos la grabación original de la primera producción de este musical. En 1986, Frank Oz dirigió una adaptación cinematográfica. La primera puesta en escena de Little Shop of Horrors se realizó en 1982 y su éxito fue tal que se ha representado en multitud de países que van desde, por ejemplo, Islandia a Australia, pasando también por Israel. Después del prólogo, en el que Crystal, Ronette y Chiffon, caracterizadas como un grupo femenino de doo-wop de los 60, presentan el show, aparece Seymour Claiborne, el protagonista, que es un joven huérfano y pobre que vive en los suburbios. Por otro lado está Audrey, una chica guapa y rubia. Ambos lamentan la situación en su vida y sueñan con salir de los suburbios.
When your life's a mess, you live
downtown.
where depression's just status quo.
Down on Chico.
Someone show me a way to get out of here. Cause I constantly pray I'll get out of here. Please won't somebody say I'll get out of here. Someone give me my shot or I'll rot here. Show me how and I will. I'll get out of here. I'll start climbing uphill and get out of here. Someone tell me I still.
Seymour y Audrey trabajan en la floristería del astuto y silencioso Mr. Mushnick. Un día, de pronto, se produce un misterioso eclipse y aparece una enorme planta carnívora en la que Seymour había estado trabajando. Seymour, que está secretamente enamorado de Audrey, decide llamar a la planta Audrey 2.
I was walking in the wholesale flower district one day. And I passed by this place with this old Chinese man. He sometimes sells me weird and exotic cuttings. Because he knows, you see, that strange plants are my hobby. He didn't have anything unusual there that day. So I was, you know, just gonna walk on by. When suddenly, and without warning, there was this total eclipse of the sun. It got dark. And there was a strange humming sound, like something from another world. When the light came back, this weird plant was just sitting there. Just stuck in among the zinnias. Now, I could have sworn it wasn't there before, but the old Chinese man sold it to me anyway. For $1.95.
Sin embargo, la planta no tiene buen aspecto. Parece que va a morir. Los cuidados de Seymour no parecen tener resultado hasta que accidentalmente se corta con una espina de una rosa y la planta se lanza a chupar la sangre. Seymour se da cuenta de que Audrey 2 necesita sangre para vivir.
Oh, Tui. Tui, I don't know what else to do for you. Mr. Mushnick and Audrey, they just met you, but I've been going through this for weeks. Growing wilt, spurt and flop. Are you sickly little plant, or you're just stubborn? What is it you want? What is it you need? I've given you sunshine. I've given you dirt. You've given me nothing but heartache and hurt. I'm begging you sweetly. I'm down on my knees. Oh, please grow for me. I've given you plant food and water to sip. I've given you potash. You've given me zip. Oh God, how I missed you. Oh pod, how you tease. Now please grow for me. I've given you southern exposure to get you to thrive. I've pinched your back hard like I'm supposed to. You're barely alive. I've tried you at levels of moisture, from desert to mud. I've given you grow light tech, mineral supplements. What do you want from me? Blood? Ow! Damn roses? Damn thorns? Clumsy me. Hey, Tui, look what happened. Hey, you open up. I wonder what made you do that. I think I know what made you do that. Well, I guess a few drops couldn't hurt, long as you don't make a habit out of it or anything. I've given you sunlight. I've given you rain. Looks like you're not happy unless I open a vein. I'll give you a few drops if that'll appease. Now please
Oh, please.
Ouch. Grow for me?
A medida que Audrey 2, la planta carnívora, crece, se convierte en una atracción para la tienda de Mr. Mushnick. Seymour, como dueño y creador de la planta, deja de sentirse un fracasado en la vida.
I can't believe it, it couldn't be happening. Pinch me, girls, it couldn't be happening. All of this sudden success coming out of the blue. I put a sign up right in the front window, an advertisement right in the front window. Stop it and see the amazing new plant, Audrey 2. And the really remarkable thing is that people, they do. Seymour, that twerp of a klutz, finally did something right. Audrey 2 drives them nuts. What a blessing this wonderful plant should exist and should rake in the bucks for me hand over fist.
How'd I do?
You was great on the radio, Seymour.
You sounded sexier than the Wolfman.
You're an overnight sensation, Seymour.
Oh, who'd have believed it? One day he pushed a broom, nothing in his news but gloom and doom. Then they let the fuse and give him room. Stand aside and watch that mother blow. Explosion, banker boom. Don't it go to show you never know.
Seymour was in a funk. He was number zero. Who'd have thunk? He'd become a hero. Just a punk. He was a forgotten so-and-so.
My hand and in a snap, what? Something out of Edgar Allan Poe has happened.
Zap, zap. Don't it go to show you never know. One day you're slinging cash, the humans are rejected, lightning flash. You get resurrected, make a splash. Now you're right, the big bravissimo.
Audrey no es feliz con su novio y poco a poco, en secreto, se va enamorando del tímido Seymour. Su novio no es otro que Orin Scribello, un sádico dentista que viste de cuero y va en motocicleta. Además, como buen dentista, le encanta hacer daño a los demás.
When I was younger, just a bad little kid, my mama noticed funny things I did. By shooting puppies with a BB gun, I poisoned guppies, and when I was done, I'd find a pussycat crashing its head. That's when my mama said,
what did she say?
She said, my boy, I think someday you'll find a way to make your natural tendencies pay. You'll be a dentist.
You'll be a dentist.
You'll have a talent for causing things pain.
Hey.
Some be a dentist.
Be a dentist.
People will pay you to be inhumane.
Inhumane.
Your temperament's wrong for the priesthood, and teaching would suit you still less. Son, be a dentist. You'll be a success.
Here he is, girl, the leader of the pack. Watch him suck up that gas. Oh my God. He's a dentist and he'll never ever be any good.
Who wants their teeth done by the Marquis de Sade? Oh, that hurts.
Oh, shut up, open wide, here I come. I am your dentist.
Goodness gracious.
And I enjoy the career that I picked.
Love it.
I am your dentist.
Dentist.
And
Mr. Mashnick se aprovecha de la inocencia de Seymour para engañarle ofreciéndole parte del negocio, cuando en realidad su deseo es quedarse con la planta, que tan buenos beneficios económicos le está dando a su tienda.
Seymour.
Sir?
How would you like to be my son? How would you like to be my own adopted boy? I never liked him much before, but count the cash that's in the drawer. I've got no choice, I'm but to force, say yes.
What for?
Seymour, I want to be your dad. I'll gladly treat you like my blood and my own flesh.
Like Ozzie Nelson, Dave and Rick.
Like Honey Fitz and take your pick.
Then kiss me quick, I'll be your son.
Don't make me sick, just be my son.
Mashnick and Son, sounds great. Three words with the ring of fate. So say you'll incorporate with me. A forest dream comes true. Mashnick and his biting you. What business we'll do for FDD?
Like Andy Hardy and the judge. Like Zeus and Mercury, like Duma, Beast and Pear. In trouble, sickness and in health,
we'll share the planet, share the wealth. I'll call my lawyer,
call me son.
Mashnick and Son, that's that.
Officially, I'm your brat.
Consider the matter closed and done. Now to the world, let's stick our senior and junior shtick.
Through thin and through thick.
Through sloppy and sleek.
Seymour no sabe cómo seguir alimentando a su planta, no sabe cómo conseguir más sangre. Audrey Doss revela que además puede hablar, con una voz así muy sugerente y profunda. La planta pretende comerse al dentista Orin Scrivello, el novio de Audrey, con la justificación de que se porta mal con ella. Seymour acepta, esta vez manipulado por la planta, y plantean el momento. Cuando el momento llega, Seymour se arrepiente y trata de salvarlo, pero Orin es gasificado con gas de la risa y es devorado por la planta entre sus propias carcajadas.
Oh boy, Seymour, the things we're gonna do to your mouth. This is gonna be a pleasure. I'm gonna want some nitrous oxide for this one. In fact, I'm gonna use my special gas mask. Hold on, I'll be with you.
Bueno, aquí dejamos la primera parte de Little Shop of Horrors y continuaremos la semana que viene.
The timing's ideal and the moment is super to ready and fire and blow the sick bastard away. Do it now! Just a flicker of pressure right here on the trigger, and Audrey won't have to put up with that pig for another day! Now! For the girl! Now! For the plant! Now, yes, I will! But I can't!
Yes, sorry, Bob, I'm really flying. I'll just take this mask off now and... Hey, it's stuck! The mask, it's stuck! Help me get it off, will you? Don't be fooled if I should giggle like a sappy, happy dope. It's just the gas. It's got me high. But don't let that fact deceive you. Any moment I could die. Though I giggle and I chortle, bear in mind I'm not immortal. Why this whole thing strikes me funny, I don't know. 'Cause it really is a rotten way to go.
What we have here is an ethical dilemma. Lest I help him get the mask removed, he doesn't have a prayer. True, the gun was never fired, but the way events transpired, I could finish him with simple laissez-faire.
Don't be fooled if I should chuckle like hyenas in a zoo. It's just the gas. It turns me on. But don't let my mirth deceive you. Any moment I'll be gone. Vital signs are failing, 'cause the oxide I'm inhaling makes it difficult as hell to catch my breath. Are you dumb or hard of hearing? Or relieved? My end is nearing. Are you satisfied? I've laughed myself too.
Mm-hmm.
death.